These are the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which Moses spake unto the children of Israel after they came forth out of Egypt. Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, and his testimonies and his statutes which he hath commanded thee. And when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, What mean the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord our God hath commanded you? And keep the charge of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself. And they rejected his statutes and his covenant that he made with their fathers, and his testimonies which he testified against them. And they followed vanity, and became vain, and went after the heathen that were round about them, concerning whom the Lord had charged them that they should not do like them. And the king stood by a pillar, and made a covenant before the Lord, to walk after the Lord, and to keep his commandments, and his testimonies, and his statutes with all their heart and all their soul, to perform the words of this covenant that were written in this book. And all the people stood to the covenant. And give unto Solomon, my son, a perfect heart, to keep thy commandments, thy testimonies, and thy statutes, and to do all these things, and to build the palace for the which I have made provision. And the king stood in his place, and made a covenant before the Lord, to walk after the Lord, and to keep his commandments, and his testimonies, and his statutes with all his heart, and with all his soul, to perform the words of the covenant which are written in this book. Neither have our kings, our princes, our priests, nor our fathers kept thy law, nor hearkened unto thy commandments and thy testimonies, wherewith thou dost testify against them. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. Yet they tempted and provoked the Most High God, and kept not his testimonies. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, for ever. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with the whole heart. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. I have stuck unto thy testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. I thought on my ways, and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. I am thy servant. Give me understanding, that I may know thy testimonies. Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them for ever. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. Because ye have burned incense, and because ye have sinned against the Lord, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord, nor walked in his law, nor in his statutes, nor in his testimonies. Therefore this evil is happened unto you as at this day.